RA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Charlottesville residents choose the new design for a public art project using melted down bronze from the former Robert E. Lee Monument. JMU says full speed ahead on expansions for Bridgeforth Stadium and student housing. And gas prices in Virginia and nationwide are climbing again amid renewed fighting in the Middle East. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, July 13th. Charlottesville residents have chosen a designer for a public art project that reimagines the former Robert E. Lee Monument. VPM's Hannah Davis Reed reports.
Last Friday, 5 years after the Robert E. Lee statue was removed from Market Street Park, the Jefferson School African American Heritage Center revealed Boston's Mass Design Group as a selected designer for the Swords into Plowshares project. Mass plans to build a 27-foot bronze baobab tree with melted-down bronze from the former statue. The trunk would be split into 7 parts with an open center so the public can gather inside. Swords into Plowshares co-founder Jolene Schmidt said the project is about honoring multiracial democracy.
You know, there are some forces that are afoot these days that are undermining that. But we're pushing back. We're saying that, you know, these are our values.
Andrea Douglas, Swords into Plowshares' other co-founder, said the final design should be ready by August 12, 2027, exactly 10 years after the Unite the Right rally.
Hannah Davis Reed reporting. James Madison University says it's going forward with plans to expand Bridgeforth Stadium and surrounding areas on campus. The Daily News Record reports the plan is to partner with private entities to expand the stadium's capacity from 25,000 to 30,000 or more seats. The plan also includes a proposal to add 10,000 beds for students with a mix of on-campus facilities. Full disclosure, WMRA's operating license is held by JMU's Board of Visitors. Average gas prices in Virginia shot up more than 12 cents in just one day last week. WAVY reports that the average price of a regular gallon of gas statewide is around $3.75. As of July 12th, the tracking site GasBuddy reports regular gas ranging from around $3.50 to $3.90 per gallon in the WMRA area. The price jump is attributed to the resumption of hostilities between the U.S. and Iran, and President Trump's declaration last week that the ceasefire between the two was over. Gas prices are nearly a dollar higher than they were before Trump launched attacks on Iran in late February. Local law enforcement agencies that will have to navigate next year's legal marijuana market have mixed reactions to how it might affect public safety. Radio IQ's Brad Kuttner reports.
When Virginia starts its legal marijuana market next July, a number of state criminal laws will change. Hanover County Commonwealth's attorney Mackenzie Babichenko is worried about losing a tool she said was key to public safety, mandatory minimum sentences.
The same smaller group of people seem to be committing the bulk of the crime. That person is not able to do it if they are separated from the rest of the community.
Norfolk CA Ramin Fadahi disagrees. He argues minimum sentences haven't led to crime reductions, and he expects a legal market may actually reduce crime.
It is an unqualified good that the General Assembly and the governor were able to give us this legal market.
One thing the two agree on, the legislature isn't doing enough to fund their prosecutorial work more broadly, but in the context of the weed market, they diverge. Babichenko said when other states created legal markets, they gave more resources to local enforcers to address illicit markets, first legal ones, but Virginia lawmakers did not.
It's just going to require more resources for us now to determine the difference between the two of those things.
But Fadahi said legalization may actually lighten their workload.
Nobody in Virginia is killing each other over moonshine like they did in the 1930s. And once we have a legal marijuana market, I expect marijuana deal-related violence to decline.
Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says Virginia's Commonwealth attorneys are political positions, and concerns over legalization through a political lens aren't a surprise.
The political disputes over this transition period and how to litigate challenges remain.
In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
Virginia needs more nurses, but getting them through the educational pipeline and into the workforce has been a major challenge. WHRO's Yiching Wang explores why.
Janice Hawkins with Old Dominion University says schools can't grow nursing classes without more faculty and clinical sites. But faculty shortages are hard to solve because many nurses can earn more staying in clinical jobs than moving into teaching. She says one solution is closer hospital partnerships.
One clinical model is a dedicated education unit where our staff that work on that floor actually serve as preceptors for our students, and students go to report on that unit like they're going to work.
Other nursing experts say the challenge goes beyond capacity. New nurses are entering a more complex system with changing technology and a growing need to apply research to patient care. These programs also need more flexible options for working adults and parents entering nursing.
Yiching Wang reporting. The U.S. Justice Department says it will send election monitors to the polls in Fairfax and Prince William counties for Virginia's August 4th primaries. Dean Mirshahi with VPM News has more.
Federal election monitors are not uncommon. The DOJ has sent them to polls across the country for decades. But the DOJ's plans to deploy them to Virginia next month has state Democrats concerned. State Senator and Party Chair Lamont Bagby released a statement questioning the administration's motives. Bagby says election monitors have played a vital role in ensuring federal laws are followed, but shouldn't be used to cast doubt on or undermine confidence in elections. The DOJ's announcement came the same day it sent letters to each state's top election official, warning that they could face criminal charges if they deliberately allowed non-citizens to vote.
Dean Mirshahi reporting. Finally today, on Thursday, Arlington's prosecutor will be on Capitol Hill to testify in a closed-door hearing. Radio IQ's Michael Pope has this preview.
Last month, House Republicans called Fairfax County Prosecutor Steve Descano to Capitol Hill to testify about his approach to crime committed by undocumented immigrants. But the hearing might not have gone as planned, says Norfolk Commonwealth's attorney Ramin Fadahi.
The Descano hearing was a piece of political theater that the Republicans lost control of. They thought that they were going to bring in a progressive prosecutor and get all these gotchas. And instead, they saw a competent prosecutor who had answers for them and who embarrassed them.
Now, House Republicans are calling Arlington prosecutor Parissa DeGotti Tafti to the Rayburn building. But this time, it'll be behind closed doors.
If you really want to talk about public accountability, then we need to have these type of conversations in the public.
That's Arlington County Board Member J.D. Spain.
I don't know what needs to be discussed behind closed doors. It gives me the EBGBs. I'm concerned about it. And what comes out of that, do we even know as a public if this is the truth?
Tafti says she wants an open hearing rather than a secret deposition. The testimony is scheduled for Thursday. Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Monday.